episode 149, The Waiting Game.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, beautiful. How are you? You are looking magnificent and gorgeous. There's something about it. Do you have that summer glow and glimmer about you? I am so super excited you're here. We get our time to chat. And yes, it's summertime, and we all love summertime, right? Well, hopefully your weather's getting warmer. Ours is still kind of chilly. I don't know what it is, but you know what? I'm taking it one step at a time because maybe we won't have record-breaking heat this year, which would be fabulous. Also, wherever you are in your journey in life, I hope you are taking time for you every single day. And when you tune into this podcast, I want you to know how special you are to me in listening and taking that time, because I know how precious time is. And it's not something that we can just throw around. We can't get more of it. We can't buy it. We can't add it to our computers. It doesn't work that way. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and with your family, saying, you know what? You got to jump in because this is life-changing and you'll have a lot of fun with it too. I mean, why can't learning be fun, right? We got to train for life and love the journey while we're on it, correct? All right. So let's do it. Let's jump in. Remember, go to createyournow.com, and there you can actually download the Summer Survival Planner. It is totally free, so you do want to check it out. It releases in June of 2015. So whenever you're listening to that, you can find it there at createyournow.com. Okay, enough business to the side. We got to get those domestic beauties to the side, right? It is your time now. It's all about the waiting game. Oh my goodness. The waiting game. How many have you ever played the waiting game? Now, maybe you don't even know even what I'm talking about. I look at it this way. Watching water boil, do you think it ever will? It takes forever. I can remember when I was just a wee little girl. Yeah, I was little once in a while, you know, way back when. And I was young, even though now I just feel like I'm getting really, really old. I can blame that on the children, right? That's why we have children, is to blame it on them. Okay, so I remember having this conversation with my grandma, and I'm like, Grandma, is this ever going to get done? Now, remember, this is the little me, okay? I didn't have, you know, I wasn't older and more mature and everything like I am now, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm going, Grandma, it's been on the stove forever. Now, forever in a child's mind can be 30 seconds, right? Where forever for an adult's mind can be 30 days, okay? Big difference there. So my perception was totally different from her perception. But the interesting thing that really stuck with me is that she said, sweetheart, water isn't going to boil if you continue to watch it. It's going to take its time. And when it's ready and when it comes up to temperature, it'll boil. So walk away and go do what you need to do. Okay. I was like, does that mean I get to go play? I mean, seriously, I was a child. What do you do with that? Okay. However, now looking back on it and seeing it from a different perspective, she was teaching me something in that moment, of which now I carry with me. Look at the waiting game. Waiting can be so tough and rewarding all at the same time. No matter if it's saving money for an item to purchase, or maybe it's trying to finish up your certification, that waiting game is never a party. And with that, there are so many emotions. It's just a roller coaster of emotions, right? I don't know what it is, but you've got anticipation. Sometimes even depression sets in. Excitement, tears, joy, nervousness. I mean, happiness. What else? Sadness. You could look up even anger added to the mix of the roller coaster of emotions. Regardless, though, they are all over the place. The waiting game is never fun, but we all find ourselves in that. Where are you in your life right now? Are you waiting on something? Are you waiting on someone else so you can go forward with something? Are you waiting on money to be there so you can move forward with your dream or purchase what you need to for your household or for your family? Maybe you're waiting on something regarding your health. I mean, there is a thing called, you know, when I think about the list of donors, you know, you've got your people who are on the waiting list for a new kidney, liver transplant. Oh my goodness. So major heart, you know, heart transplants, major health issues here. And they can be minor ones too. Some could be, I got to be able to pay for my medication. What waiting game are you in right now? It seems like when life happens, those waiting games are there. They exist. And you can't escape them. And the crazy thing, those roller coasters of emotions just drive us, I mean, crazy is the only word I can think of it, because we're like coming off and we become dizzy, literally dizzy within ourselves, where we can't even begin to see straight, let alone speak straight. We can't, our actions aren't making sense because it's all about waiting. And it's like, come on, can you do the next thing so I could do what I need to do? In your waiting game right now, where are you? Is it a step that you're waiting on someone else so the control lies in their court? Or is it a step that you need to take and it's sitting in your court? Where is the ball? Who's carrying it right now? Are you offense or defense? When you start thinking about the waiting game and where you are, the roller coasters of emotions, that kind of just wears you down. It's no fun. But you see, waiting isn't always Waiting isn't always the focus, yet that's what we turn it to be. And so when we're in the waiting game, it's like, okay, think about it. Think about it when you were pregnant. Okay, if you haven't been pregnant, just pretend with me here for a moment. Or maybe you've had someone else in your life that's been pregnant, whether it's been a family member, a good friend, or whatever, or it's been your animal, okay, your pet. Yes, okay, so think back at a pregnancy, okay? Okay, for me, I have a few to choose from, 5. Okay, nothing more than a roller coaster of emotions. The waiting game of when you know you're pregnant to delivering the baby and everything that comes in between. Oh, I mean, seriously, you feel like you have no control. So are you going to stand there and watch the water boil until it happens? That's going to be a long wait, isn't it? 9 months is a long way to go. I mean, seriously. So what can you do during this waiting game, during this period where you feel like you have no control, especially if you're waiting, literally, quote unquote, waiting on someone else because they're in control of it? Well, you've come to the right place today. Your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, is this. You need to take aim. Yep, you knew it. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Even in the waiting game, you must take action. You must take aim. Action ignites motivation, which leads to the non-waiting, because a celebration can begin. Because why? You are moving. It's amazing to me that we are creatures made to move. Look at your body and what it does. To eat things, right? To eat food, we have to move to eat it, right? We actually physically have to chew our food. Then we have to swallow it. Think about if we want to write something, we physically have to move. We want to go somewhere besides getting into a car and driving. Still, to get to that car, you have to walk to that car. To get to your destination, you have to walk, you have to run, you have to move. We are moving creatures. But yet, when the waiting game is on, what do we find ourselves doing? Counting sheep. Yep, those sort of sleeper sheeps, you know, that we can't, when we're trying to fall asleep, gosh, I just can't get here fast enough. That water is never going to boil if you're watching it. everything. There's a season, there's a time, there's a place for everything. Watching your water boil is not going to help it. So guess what? You got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. That's going to keep you moving forward. Okay? It's simple. So go back. Where are you in your waiting game? What are you waiting on in your life right now? Where can you use this? Because the waiting game, oh my gosh, one of the emotions is what? Frustration. Maybe you're waiting for that new job. Maybe you're waiting for that daggum older person to retire so you can be promoted. Would they just retire already? Let some of these young people come up, right? What are you waiting on in your life? You can't sit back and think standing there like I did as a child, watching that water boil, that it's going to boil any faster. There's a time and there's a place, there's a season, and it will boil when it's ready. But that doesn't mean that you take a back seat and you just stand around and you do nothing. No, you take aim. Action ignites motivation. You are to move. So you say, okay, this sounds awesome, Christiane. Now what do I do? Well, this is a few ways you can take aim. Let's look at your health. Okay, we use that as an example. We talked about how there are people on the waiting list for liver transplants, kidney transplants, heart transplants, all of these, just medication trying to pay for, et cetera. Anything regarding your health, okay? You need to do what you can to make a difference every day. Just because you're waiting for something to happen, a heart transplant, okay, that's pretty major. But nowadays, that is not uncommon, right? A kidney transplant is not uncommon. It's amazing our technology and where we've come. Waiting for our medication, but what can you do right now? You can make good choices. You can, number one, move your body. Number two, eat really good food. Just because you're waiting for something regarding your health doesn't give you the excuse or the opportunity to not do what you're supposed to do until you finish the waiting game. You see, the waiting game is also a learning time. It's a time to grow you. It's a time to stretch you. That's what's in the waiting game. See, my grandma said, don't wait for the water. Go and play. The water will boil when it's ready. There was always something I was always supposed to be doing and moving forward. There was no just, okay, we're just going to wait and we're going to let time pass until this water boils. No, you can get a lot done in 10 minutes for water to boil, depending upon how much you're boiling at one time. Right? Yeah. So with your health, do what you can to make a difference every day. That can be applied to any area that you're looking at for the waiting game. What about career? Keep your goal alive by feeding your passion. In your career, what's your passion? What drives you? What ignites your soul of why you do what you do? Tap into that. Move towards that every single day. One action. So while you're waiting for this other, whatever this other thing is over here, you're already moving. Do you know how that changes your roller coasters of emotions? Man, now you're just on a carpet ride. You're just kind of sailing through. You may hit a few little bumpy spots once in a while, but you're not going to be getting major sick and dizzy. How about relationships? Relationships are huge when it comes to the waiting game. I mean, think about it. You're preparing for a wedding. You're waiting for a divorce to be final. You're separated, wondering what the next step is. Now you find yourself already divorced, yet you've fallen in love and you're hoping for a proposal. Where are you in that spectrum? Man, relationships, that's a huge one when it comes to the waiting game. So what can you do there? Well, guess what? You can continue to work on the one thing you can control, and that's you. Yeah. Regardless of where you are in the relationship waiting game, you can always work on you because you have control of you. And therefore, you're always moving forward. You're always taking aim. Action ignites motivation. And those roller coasters of emotions will not be as drastic. You won't have these, you know, huge drops that take your stomach to your head, and then sometimes you feel like out of the universe. And you're like, why me? The waiting game. It can be better if you allow yourself to grow and stretch during the waiting game. But it all boils down, yes, boils down to you. You have to take aim. So I challenge you today, go forth and take aim. Somewhere in your waiting game, I want you to think about, seriously, give this some heavy, deep thought and say, gosh, this really is what I've been doing. I've been waiting. But you know what? I can't wait. You know, we've been waiting for these tests to come back with, you know, for my child. And all I am is sitting around here waiting and I'm not getting any answers. But I know I can do one thing. I know I can make sure that we're feeding him right. We're allowing him to exercise a little bit when he can. We're keeping him as much as we can germ-free and keeping him healthy. So that when the test results come back, maybe we'll be one step ahead of the game instead of just waiting for the water to boil. So go out today. Think deeply, deep thoughts. Dig deeper in where you are in your waiting game and say, you know what? It's not about waiting and watching that water boil. It's time to take aim. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. I'm so glad you stuck it out with me today and you took the time. It really means the world to me. Thank you so much. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.